Hello.
Because if you're not plugged in, you don't have very long.
What do you think is happening?
For free help, call 1-800.
Let's turn the volume down on the TV instead of turning it all the way off. Because there has to be something distracting me in order for myself to think clearly. Hey, somebody, can you diagnose that for me? This is my sound check. But now I've started saying important things. Warning. This podcast contains discussions of violent crimes, drugs, murder, mental health, and a shit ton of anxiety. Listener discretion is advised. Hello. I feel like I just saw you a minute ago. So sorry it's just me today, again. And sorry it has been so long. I wrote out some stuff here so that I would have something to say. But I can just talk, because, yeah. Yeah, there's no real reason that it's been a long time. Other than there hasn't been any news. We'll cover what there has been, but there haven't been any, like, big breakthroughs on the I-70 case. And on top of that, in the last month, my co-hosts, you know, they have families, so they have lives, families and careers and whatnot. And I actually had a life a little bit, too. My IT guy and I finally took a honeymoon. We've been married a really long time. And we never did take a honeymoon. So when we heard about the first annual Golden Girls Convention, I had to go ahead and book the trip. And I said, why don't we make this our honeymoon? Because we both love the Golden Girls. Seriously, this isn't... This isn't like Steel Magnolias. That was something he told me when we first started dating. And we were questioning him, some of my friends and I. And one of the questions was, what's your favorite movie? And he was like, oh, well, that's hard to say because there's so many different genres and everything. But I mean, probably Steel Magnolias. And do you know, my dumbass believed that man for years. Oh, maybe it was less than years, though, because I feel like we were in that one apartment. But anyway, then one time I went to the video store and rented some stuff. This is how long ago it was. And one of the things that I rented was Steel Magnolias. And I was like, look what I got. And he was like, And that's how I found out that he lied about loving the movie Steel Magnolias. Why he thought that was gonna be the thing to clinch it with me, I don't know, but I love it. I mean, he's not wrong. I definitely appreciate a guy who would love Steel Magnolias. So, oh good, a neighbor is mowing, which is totally cool, except that the dogs might bark, so if the dogs bark, this will get a little choppy because I'm just gonna stop each time I would have to edit to cut them out, because that's one of the main things why there's a lost episode, because one of my anonymous co-hosts and I did record an episode during this whole time, hiatus, it's not really a hiatus, whatever, and one part of the problem is we recorded at my house, and my dogs, if they're with me, they're gonna bark, and it's not so bad if it's just me. But if someone else is here, they bark like every time someone else breathes. I'm sure you noticed, because it's not like we didn't have a couple episodes from here. But anyway, the last one, they were really bad. And on top of that, the sound was just, it wasn't great anyway. And then I kept screwing it up anyway. Yeah. Sorry. I get distracted. That's why I write this shit down and then I'm like, oh, I can handle it. I'll just talk without looking. And now I have to go back to it and remember what I already said. And let me tell you, I don't remember. Because, look, I am not that ashamed to say that I am extremely elevated. I shouldn't have any shame. It is my medication, and I'm not operating any heavy machinery. I mean, this microphone and this little computery thing aren't super lightweight, but it's not anything I would call heavy machinery. So I think it's good. Let me go light this candle. Excuse me. Okay, so I'll go back through my notes because I have no idea what I was talking about when I went off to light that candle. So I'm sorry it's been so long since our last episode. It was my... Oh, well, excuse me. There's a truck outside as if that's okay. Yeah, last month was my birthday, and then the technical difficulties, like I said, and then... Yes, our 16 years late honeymoon to Golden Con. And then when we got home from Golden Con, I promptly got incredibly ill. I don't know if it was the Rona. I couldn't find my home tests. I know that I ordered them when they first had those free ones that you could order. I'm such a weirdo. I'd love to just order free shit. When I was a little kid, I was the one who would see on the commercials anytime... You know, they were trying to sell you something and they'd offer this free gift or whatever, no obligation. I would always call and order it. So, like, I had so many Books of Mormon, and I don't think I ever tried to read any of them because, like, religious writings kind of creep me out. that's a whole other show. But what else was there that I would send away for? And that's giving you my age, send away for. You would send away for things. If it was in magazines or on TV and it was free and said no obligation, I guarantee you I had it. If you did that, let me know because I think that's a weird thing I did. I don't think anyone else ever did. I was just like, always have to get the bargain. Okay. I don't remember what I was just saying. Okay, so anyways, I got sick. Wow. That candle is just something. I don't know if it was the Rona. I couldn't find my home tests. I already said that part. I do remember that. But I am fully vaxxed and boosted, and I was careful. I mean, I wasn't that. I tried to be mindful, but look, I didn't really get high much there. I mean, it was legal, so it was fine. But they had some really good Golden Girls themed drinks there. The Sophia Pamloma something. Oh my gosh, it was delicious. It had some grapefruit. You know, I love the grapefruit flavor. So but I wasn't like drunk. I just sipped on a couple of drinks. So I get, well. And they were big open spaces. Like it was in this big hotel. Like there was this big ballroom. And there were a couple other rooms that had events going on. But like they were huge areas. So it was not like, even though there were a ton of people, it was not like you were packed in. But we were sitting close to people for sure when we were actually at like a panel discussion or something where there were people presenting. So yeah, we were close to people. And I talked to people because these were people who weren't assholes. And you did have to show proof of vaccination. So I'm not getting into that debate. I'm just saying they were, you know, being careful and following guidelines and everything. So yeah, it was, and also it was all done so well. Like, I can't believe the people who ran this, they weren't even like professional party planners, I think, from what I remember seeing on some posts online. They did an amazing job. Like, I am a big complainer, so of course I was bitching about some shit here and there. But seriously, it was unbelievable, no matter how many times they would have done it before. But for it being the first one, seriously, and during a pandemic, they did an incredible job. They really did. So, anyways, it was called Golden Con. Thank you for being a fan. I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99% sure, I think I wrote that in here now that I say a number, that they're going to do one next year probably, but it hasn't been announced, so I don't know that they've decided where it's going to be. I hope it's in Chicago again, just simply because it was lovely. We were on Navy Pier, and I just love being by the water. I mean, that's not unusual. Obviously, everyone likes that, but it's so calming and soothing. But what was even better is that the access to it, since we were on the pier, you know, we would be in a panel, and then, okay, there's a break before the next panel, and you can just literally walk out the door, and there's the lake, and you can just stand there right next to the water. Oh my god. Ugh, I was just having a, it was not a flashback, but a reminiscences. So it was delightful. I got so many t-shirts, and it reminded me how, when I was a teenager, how much I looked up to Dinah Manoff, and I met her. Now, I know this sounds weird with looking up to Dinah Manoff, but watching her on, well, first of all, Marty Maraschino, just duh, but watching her on Empty Nest, she, Carol, that character, that was me, and still is. I think if you listen to me, you can tell that I definitely would relate to her character. But it is so weird that, like, this kid in the 90s is watching Empty Nest on a Saturday night and going, oh, I relate to her so much. I'm so neurotic. I don't know anyone else as neurotic as me, except for Carol Weston. So I actually met her and I got a picture with her and it was amazing, and she was so kind and so friendly, and like, I'm embarrassed and nervous to get close up to people since I'm so fat and sweaty, hot flashes and gross, and she was just so kind and welcoming, and I bought her book. I should have got the audio book if there is on audio, I don't know. The Real True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold. And it is like a housewife style memoir. That's not a real memoir, like, it's fiction. But there's stories peppered in, she said, you know, from real life experiences. So it sounds like a really good read for me to go out when I'm out at the pool to read. That sounds awesome. This isn't an ad for her or anything. I'm just soaking in how excited I am that I met her and how much fun we had. I mean, not me and her. I made that sound like we walked outside holding hands and skipping and, like, picked wildflowers. No, I just took a picture with her, and it was wonderful. I'm sure I'll go on and talk more about Golden Con because I have no idea how I got to that again. And I don't have a co-host to help me try to remember. Okay. And all this is just bullshit talking anyways. Oh, sorry, my candle went out. I gotta go light it. I have some show on TV right now. And this looks like Annabelle. Is that who this is? Not Amaryllis. That's weird that her name is Amaryllis and she looks... Oh, she doesn't look like her. I am one of these people that I will see someone and I will be 100% sure it's such and such. I recognize them 100% sure. And then you look at the two pictures of the person I saw and the person who I thought it was side by side, and they couldn't be more different. Okay. Oh my god, that candle. Okay, so anyways, I got sick. So, it was a mess. I didn't like it. It sucked. I was talking about my fever dreams. Forget fever dreams. I had fever trips. I flashed back on when I was a kid with my asthma, and I was lying there wheezing, and shit got weird. I'm still not 100% as I type this, but the marathon fever seems to be over, and I'm about ready to try the weeds again. Who needs to get high when you're already out of your mind? I really was, like, fucking out of my mind when I had that. And my fever wasn't even high. You know? It was, like, it wasn't even over 100. It was just always 99-something. Which I know you're like, that's low. And then I'll say, but my temperature normally is much lower than that. Oh, yeah, you're one of those people. Those, your temperature's usually lower. Why do I heckle myself? You know, my therapist said the other day, when are you going to stop punishing yourself? And I'm like, wow, I don't know. And then we're talking more, and she's like, when are you going to stop parenting? Like, I parent myself, and I'm punishing myself, and I'm doing a really shitty job at parenting myself. Like, it's a good thing I decided not to become a parent. I'm terrible. I talk to myself as if I am an abusive parent. Like, that's the way I speak to myself. And it's not really the way I was spoken to. But I think I just hang on to, you know, you have a few incidents of times when you're really sad or upset or something, and that kind of gets stuck to you. I don't know. I have lit too many candles. But the biggest news that I have is that the ballistics on Dedu's Intratec Scorpion did not match the i7D killer ballistics. Yay! I think. Cappy said they're still waiting on DNA. I reminded him again about the homemade guns and thanked him for the update. I posted that on the Facebook page for the podcast here the other day. I started writing this script a while ago. The day that I got the message, I posted it. So if you haven't already, you can check out the Facebook page. Because if I were to get a phone call in 5 minutes that told me he definitely is the killer or he definitely isn't, I would be posting it as soon as I am allowed to, you know. But I'm not going to be holding anything back from you at any point, so don't worry about that. From what I'm seeing in the articles, it sounds like St. Charles, and that's where Cappy, that's the, yeah. And so St. Charles and Terre Haute both have DNA, is what it sounds like from the most recent articles I've seen. I think they were from maybe like 2 weeks ago. But it's hard to know for sure, because I saw articles where it said, you know, a while ago I told you about that Terre Haute had DNA back, and those articles are still up. So there's, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on, and I don't know that they've released exactly what's going on. But regardless, there have been samples submitted for testing from Terre Haute and St. Charles. At the very least, that's what I can tell seems to be consistent through all the stories. So I think that they maybe just don't have it. I mean, what Cappy told me is that they don't have it back yet. But as far as Terre Haute, I don't know. I still think maybe they have it back and they're just kind of waiting to compare to others to see what all they can attribute to the same person for sure. But then again, maybe they don't have anything. So who knows? I've got to stop dreaming about it, like daydreaming about it, because there isn't really a happy ending to this, right? Like, whether it was him or not, there's not a happy ending here, so there's really not something to look forward to. It's really just an answer. It's not going to be good or bad. So hey, that was a cool way I just therapized myself, because I really do feel a lot better now that I just thought that way. Okay, let me find where I am on here, and it's going to be quiet for a second because I'm going to not say while I look for my spot. So my best guess is that they're in some process of comparison to see what they can figure out for sure from whatever DNA they may have. Maybe they have partial profiles or something. Look, I'm not a scientist. There's also been huge news in that the I-65 killer has been identified. He operated in the same area, but he was in the 80s, so he's earlier than the I-70. And he sexually assaulted and shot his victims in a series of hotels. So as far as the shooting and a person working, I think it was a person working by themselves, that adds up. But with the sexual assault, that does not line up with I-70. Of course, that, you know, there's no rules to this. And the I-65 killer, he really looks like the old composites that they drew of the I-70. He really looks like them, except that he's a lot taller. So that's the one, like, a lot taller than what witnesses described the I-70. So it's not to say that that couldn't be off, you know, but I don't know. It just seems like of all the things that someone would misremember, you know, whether they're 5'6" or over 6 foot, feels like a huge enough difference. But, look, I don't know. I have very clear memories of something that didn't happen. That just sounded wrong. I have very clear memories of something, where something was, and where I found it. This is totally meaningless. I'm just trying to be vague, just because, but in reality, the way I know the thing was that I saw, it didn't look like that. I know 100% both are true, but they don't match up. So all I can know is that my memory was wrong. So, but that's something almost completely unrelated to this that doesn't, when I'm vague about something, it makes it sound interesting. It's not. I'm going to sit here and say, oh, Miguel. I think I'll probably be getting into the I-65 killer on another episode. I've done a good bit of research on him after that came out, and then there were, of course, people mentioning, is it possible he could be I-70? So I have a little bit of research that I'm working on, or that I was working on, and also, oh wait, yeah, I actually tried to get an organized research system going with note cards, so I both love and hate that bitch BB for it. If you know, you know, she was a teacher, God rest her soul. So, what now? I'm feeling so unfinished. I'm still raw. I'm still reacting to everything like I'm some kind of abused animal cowering in a corner. We had problems with our internet. The CSR told me to, and I quote, calm down. That was not good. I just want my shit to work, man. What the fuck? I pay for this shit. It has to work. I'm fucking sick of nothing working, and I am apparently the only person in the universe capable of anything. I know I'm being hyperbolic, but that's actually how it feels in that moment. No one is doing their job, and no one feels the need to protect me. And that got me. At some point last week when I was crying on the floor about my internet, I realized I was tired of being the only person to protect myself. At every opportunity, I was failed. They literally left bombs for me to deal with. They gave out my private information. They did nothing to hold the caregivers accountable for stealing. As far as I know, they're not even trying to investigate the pedophilia. I say that because just before we left for our honeymoon, I found a disc in my car that must have fallen out of the basket a long-ass time ago. Anyway, it was from my uncle, and it was more of his vile shit. So we had to go to the sheriff and turn it in. We took our report from the last time, so they would know what investigation it goes with. They had a hell of a time figuring it out, so it doesn't seem that anyone ever did anything about the initial report last year. I simply haven't any more benefits to give to anyone. Oh, it was the benefit of the doubt. Oh. I simply haven't any more benefits to give to any more doubts at this time. It is psychological torture to be and feel this vulnerable, because truly I am, and know that no one cares about doing their jobs, and I most certainly will not be helped in any way at any time that I ever would need help. I beg of you to Google Judge Rep in Seneca County, Ohio. We've talked about it before, but I guarantee you don't understand how serious this is. We literally cannot depend on our constitutional rights being upheld by our only judge in this county. I mean, he's not judge now, at least not for another less than a year that he was suspended. I am not overstating this. Please look into it. I can't believe it's not a huge national story. Seriously, I can't, and I'm kind of pissed that it's not, because it is bad. Meanwhile, our leaders here post all these articles about what a great place to live this is and how great all the businesses are doing here. Yeah, if you can work for $8 an hour, there's tons of jobs. Meanwhile, still, a dude was found dead about a mile and a half from our house. No news on that. He went for a walk barefoot in March in the middle of the night. Nothing to see here. We're only outraged about women who think they know enough about their own bodies to be in charge of them. It's all fun and games to make fun of how willfully stupid people are here, but it's really fucking dangerous, and I'm actually asking you to look it up and tell people about it. People need to know how backwards it is in rural America, and no one is fucking listening to us. Seriously, you think you know, but you have no idea. This is MTV True Life. It's not MTV True Life. This is Dead Drunk Uncle. So now I'm all worked up. Let's move on to Golden Con. Probably most of this I already told you. It was the most amazing experience of my life. First of all, Navy Pier is gorgeous. The hotel there is kind of stupid, but a beautiful location. The event was the first annual, and I can't even believe how well done it was. This is almost exactly what I said. I was annoyed a couple of times because I didn't know about this or that, but truly, there was no big deal at all. The guests were almost all amazing and so gracious. I got to meet Dinah Manoff. I'm not even fucking kidding. She read from her book, The Real True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold, which is everything, by the way, and I bought it, so I got a picture with her, and she couldn't have been kinder. I was just sitting around during another panel and I realized, oh look, the book that I have in my bag right now, the author of that book is sitting a couple of seats over. Oh my God, Jim Colucci is so kind and gracious too. And also I've got to tell you, this was the morning after the big disco party, which me and my husband didn't go to because we're lame. But I imagine he couldn't have been feeling great after that party because everyone looked like they were having an amazing time. And the next morning, people looked like they had an amazing time the night before. So anyways, at one point I was in line somewhere and Jim Colucci walked by with John Shuck. I think that's his name. I don't remember if I double checked. He played Gil Kessler / Anna Maria Bonaducci. And I squealed and clapped when he walked by. We had our picture taken on the prop couch from the set. We saw Mr. Ha Ha, but I didn't get to ask his alter ego, Lou the Plumber, what it is they always say in the plumbing game, though. I did raise my hand to ask that question when he was on panel, but I didn't get picked, so I didn't get to ask. But it's probably better, because maybe not everyone would have known what I meant. Except that I was at Golden Con, so definitely everyone would have known what I meant. I do have to say there was one guest I saw who I got an kind of off vibe from. Like I didn't interact with him at all myself. So look, this is just me sitting there with a drink in my hand and having taken a few gummies watching and my observations. So like everything I say, take it with a grain of salt. I do have to say that. Oh, I got an off vibe. And then he called someone else out on stage, kind of. Or wait, someone else called him out on stage, kind of, and his attitude seemed to adjust a little bit. So it was just all awesome. The guy, he was being a little, I thought, off. And then he got called out, and I never got another sense of off from him, really. But it got kind of weird for a second. But it was still amazing. Like, that's the biggest, most dramatical thing that happened, is that I thought maybe someone was annoyed with a person. That's how great this was. Everyone there was a friend. I can't wait to go again. If you are a Golden Girls fan, I highly recommend it. I'm sure they'll do it again. The cruise looks amazing, but to me, it's not worth the cost. And I don't mean that the cruise itself isn't. I just mean for me personally, to go do it for the price, and then also the airfare, and like it would be a lot more expensive than even this was. So I'm thinking it's probably just not for me. But, you know, I'm sure it certainly looks amazing. It really does. I said, to me, the cruise looks amazing, but I think it's not worth the cost. But I'm not really willing. Oh, I think it's really worth the cost, but I'm not really willing to spend that kind of money at this moment. Because, see, I'm not an heiress. I'm just still struggling a lot. We all are. Golden Con was such a great group energy, and it was so healing. Unfortunately, it was also sickening because I got sick. Oh, drats. Now, that's all that I've written for this episode. I haven't obsessively Googled in a minute, so I'm going to go ahead and Google I-70 and see if there's been anything new. How about, what is up with Fred Savage? As I was clicking on my Google search, that was one of the last things I was looking up. That, gosh, you know, he was my main crush when I was a kid. He was definitely, when I was like younger, like preteen, early teen, he was the guy I had hanging up on my walls. But then again, I think I had Kirk Cameron, and what a fucking cunt goblin. Not even a cunt goblin. No. That's too good for him, because that's not a bad thing, I think. What a... tube and burbles. Oh my god, there's a new article. I mean, there's not. I don't think that there's news, but there's a new article from K-A-K-E. Okay, 30 years later. This is from cakeabc.com. 30 years later, husband of one of the I-70's killer's victims hopes case gets solved. And this was from yesterday. Updated yesterday. Written by Jackson Overstreet. And this is from Wichita, Kansas. So let's see, a nondescript strip mall tucked away near Kellogg and Oliver in East Wichita is almost empty and not much to talk about. Rewind the clock 30 years and it's the scene of a night some Wichitans will never forget. One of them is Mark Majors. Okay, so this is Patricia Majors' widow. Oh gosh, is this the one who described her as a light and a threat to evil and darkness everywhere? Oh my god, I loved that. I don't remember if that's... let's just keep reading. He was waiting for her to come home from the bridal shop. Okay, I don't think this isn't the same one, but, I mean, anyways. And then he got to the store and saw police tape. Oh my god, that sounds... Oh my god. That was my stomach growling, if you just heard that. Um, In total, the killer hit 5 different cities across 3 states. Majors was at the police station the rest of the night, even having to be the one to identify the bodies. All these years later, the wounds of his loss still sit with him. So far, I've been able to live life. It hasn't been easy, waking up every morning and rolling over and not having the person that you love more than anybody on the face of the earth, and she's not there every morning. As the time marched on, Major said the pain has faded, replaced with the good memories of Patricia. She was just one of those people that had the personality that people enjoyed to be around, and I certainly did. And I felt very blessed that God chose me to spend 12 years with her. Oh my God. The spokesperson for WPD said that they have not had any new leads or information come out since that meeting. However, another department 600 miles away from Wichita is seeing some movement. Sergeant Troy Davis and Detective Brad Rumsey are working the case for the Terre Haute Police Department. Sergeant Davis said, "It's disappointing that it's taken this long to bring any type of closure to these families, and that's what we concentrate on is, you know, we're advocates for these families out there that are there, their loved ones have..." Okay, let me read that again. "And that's what we concentrate on is, you know, we're advocates for these families out there that are there. Their loved ones have been killed." During that meeting in the fall, Detective Rumsey said each department picked some items to send off for renewed DNA testing with the hopes of finding out who killed those women 30 years ago. "It gives us a lot of hope," he said. "I mean, obviously, there's no guarantee that everything that's being sent off is going to yield actual biological result that gives us the DNA profile that we're hoping for, but I think that it's much, much higher percentage now that we're closer to solving than we were even 5 years ago." Major said he always keeps an eye on the case for new developments. Same. "But I try not to get my hopes up because, you know, what they find, they find. So I try not to get overly emotional about that. I'm very appreciative of all the agencies that are involved in them." Major said he's not sure how he'd feel if the police ever catch his wife's murderer. "I don't know what the right word would be, whether it be satisfaction or comfort. I probably won't know until it happens." Looking back on the 30 years since that night in April, Major said it's taken a lot to get him here, in a place where he can deal with what happened. The two biggest supports in his life have been his faith and his friends. "I'm hoping that the personal side of it will capture people's attention enough that they'll think about this story. And hopefully, if they did see something or hear something, or that it will come to them, and then they'll share with the authorities." I think there were some just typing issues here, so I apologize. I don't want to mess up quotes. So that was a wonderful article by Jackson Overstreet for KKBC.com from Wichita, Kansas. Oh, look, KMOV, Always on Your Side. They won a regional Edward R. Murrow Award for their digital coverage of Chasing the I-70 Serial Killer. Oh my God, congratulations to KMOV TV. I'm being totally serious. They've had amazing coverage. If you want to catch up on I-70 Killer news, you go to KMOV, to their YouTube page, and go to the Chasing the I-70 Killer. It's an amazing series. They did a really great job. That's great. There's a lot of... I think the takeaway that we're going to leave this with here today is there's a lot of people out there doing really good things. And it may not feel that way because we don't have answers yet, and it's been 30 years and all this. But listen to all these people involved in this who are still working so hard. I don't mean me. I'm just sitting here bitching about it. But I mean all of these people and these victims. Well, it's not victims' families. They're victims themselves. That really got me, Patricia Major's husband. That really got me. He deserves this. And there are good people working on things. And there's probably bad people working on good things, so thanks to them too, but they really are working on it, and that's something I want to hold on to and focus on, the positive coming out of it, that with all this shit and all the garbage that we have to put up with, specifically in small town rural places like where I am familiar with, what? That there are people still, you know, trying to solve those cases, and that there are people working on the investigations who still work hard and still want justice and still want to do what's right all these years later, when frankly they don't really have to care that much about it, and they definitely do. So I want to hold on to that positive affirmation for today, that there are people doing good things out there. And I don't need it to be there are good people doing good things, because nobody is all good, nobody is all bad. But there are people doing good things for others every day. Be one of them. Oh my God, that's like I wrote it. I didn't write that. That was the quote that we wrote. Oh God. I should just keep going now. Just sitting here by myself being silly. I can't, because I would need someone to take me to the dispensary if I were to keep going, because I am done for a minute here. But anyways, hopefully my co-host and I can get our shit together and have a much more interesting episode with other people to talk to. But like, I have no life. But they have, you know, families and careers and such. So, it's a little harder to get together. But I always have something to bitch about. So, I suppose I will get better about posting more, even if we can't get together, so that we don't have to go so long in between seeing each other. Because, friends, we really need to do this more often. And that's solely on me, isn't it? So... All right, thank you so much. Truly, truly, if you are listening, thank you. Who would I be talking to that wasn't listening? But really, thank you. Thank you. You have no idea how much it validates this petty, shallow bitch here to see people listen to my podcast. Like, that validation, I'm kind of ashamed to admit, makes me really happy. And sometimes I'll post in a group, and someone will be like, oh my gosh, I love your podcast. And whatever I was talking about was totally unrelated. And so it seems somehow more genuine than if, like, I brought up the podcast and someone said, oh, I like it. So, like, that compliment holds more value if it's completely unsolicited. So I guess what I was just saying is I would encourage you to tell me how awesome you think I am. I will respond in kind. Okay, I'll keep talking forever if I don't just stop. Stop. Shut up and stop. I still don't have I don't have my own SSDGM, so I don't know what to say. Have a great and wonderful day. Oh, wait. Hey, Noodle. Noodle want a cookie? Okay, Noodle's a dog, so she won't meow, and I could make her bark, but I would probably have to make her meow, and I don't want to, because I love her. She's my best friend. Aren't you, Poodles? Oh my god, I love her so much. I wish you could see her right now. She's leaning her little head on my shoulder. She's the sweetest little baby. Oh yeah, I was done. Sorry.